revolution needs a war, and this war needs a revolutionary fight for your rights. The Constitution speaks of speech that's free. Open your mouth from sea to shining sea. So will the real Americans please stand up? No more eyes, your face in the sand. Will the real Americans please stand up? Divided, we're falling.
Broadcast, my friend. Welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. We got Lori Anderson tonight, so right back to you, Lori.
Thank you very much, Eric. And so just reporting on what has come out about Google, this is on Breitbart.com, and it was leaked that Google employees defend discrimination against the conservatives. A majority of Google employees have stated that the company culture has not improved since they joined the company. In an anonymous internal poll conducted shortly after the firing, Viewpoint diversity advocate James Damore. In screen grabs of the discussion below the poll, one employee states a more specific concern, political intolerance. So I want to go to our caller, and then we're going to be covering some of the information on the Bundy trial that is currently set to start on Tuesday, and some of the information that has come out about the jury selection. How are you doing tonight, Rick, and welcome.
I'm good. Lori, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, I'd like to chime in on the Las Vegas massacre, if I may.
You absolutely may.
Well, when I look at Murin, the CEO of MGM, and the fact that he can get away with boldly selling MGM stock short, no, and his knowing that the SEC is not going to do anything, because the SEC officials know that if they dare open an investigation, they could lose their lives. But it seems like Murin is more of an insider. But in any case, all of these massacres and shootings, going back at least as far as Columbine, they're just external manifestations of the spiritual war, and I don't think there's that much we can do other than pray for the president and pray for the help of Jesus and the Holy Spirit in
the Father. Well, I tell you, I agree with you about prayer. I definitely agree with you about prayer. It is a spiritual war when you come back down to it. And he is the author and finisher of our faith. And there is no one more powerful. And we do need to not only pray, but we need to pray for those that despitefully use and abuse us. And absolutely, he can and will protect those that humble themselves before him. Go ahead.
Well, I'm pretty much finished, except to say that if I were more mature in my spirituality, I'd probably not advise my family to pack, but I do. Mm-hmm. Wherever you go, pack, and when you do go places, be very judicious about where you go and what kind of a situation you're in, because that was a barrel of fish in Las Vegas.
And it was a gun-free zone. It
Thanks
sure
for your
was.
Time.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling very much, Rick. I appreciate you calling in. I wanted to give everybody a little bit of an update for what is going on currently with the Bundy Ranch. This is also reported off freedomoutpost.com. Tim Brown has reported that the Bundy Ranch defendants are now getting a jury. Thankful for the friends at Readout News as well, who are on the front lines. They are sitting in on these trials, and right now the trial hasn't officially begun. The jury selection has, and now they finally have a jury, and we want to thank Readout News for being there. It is currently taking place in Las Vegas, Nevada, in the federal courthouse, and concerning the Bundy Ranch trials and the latest out of the Silver State, this is sure to be the trial of the century. I agree with that statement. Why? Because it affects every unalienable right we have. And if you don't understand that, whether you support the Bundys or not, this trial affects every unalienable right that you have from the time you were born. Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, property, everything. Freedom of assembly, redress of grievances, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom from the oppression of tyranny. You know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, not tyranny. So, what has been reported, the four individuals that are going to be facing trial, and it will be starting on Tuesday, is Cliven Bundy, Ryan Bundy, Ammon Bundy, and Ryan Payne. They finally have a jury that is going to be hearing their case. Cliven Bundy, who is 71 years old, along with his sons, Ryan and Ammon, as well as Ryan Payne, are accused of a variety of trumped-up charges against them. And make no mistake, the ramifications of this trial will affect all Americans. Why do we say that? What is at stake, everyone? Property rights. You know, some people don't seem to understand when they hear property rights, they think greedy Americans that just want to keep their land. No, property rights, if you have purchased it or you have bought it, no matter what it is, it can be something land, it can be a house, it can be a cell phone. It can be anything you purchase. You've worked for, you've earned the money, you've bought it, you've purchased it, you've taken care of it. That's property. Okay? And the government seems to think you don't have rights to your own property. So property rights are one of the things that are being gone after. Of course, the right to keep and bear arms, which, let me say this, by the way, was an unalienable right, still is an unalienable right. The Second Amendment doesn't grant you any right. It limits what the federal government is not allowed to touch. The Bill of Rights should not be called the Bill of Rights. It should be called the Bill of Limitations. Why? It tells the federal government, hands off. Not once did it ever give you that right. The unalienable rights are what gave that Second Amendment right. Remember that. The jurisdiction of the central government as well, even though we know they're supposed to remain within their 10-mile square, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, or 4, U.S. Code 72. Either one, pick your choice. They're supposed to remain inside the District of Columbia. It is no longer a territory. They only had control over the landmass when it was a territory. When it became a state, it came in on the Equal Footing Doctrine, and the federal government no longer had any rights to it. They only have the rights to land, ports, forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings, such as post offices. Look it up. We also have the right to assembly. Being attacked. Why? Because everyone who joined out there at the Bunkerville protest, because they didn't want the Bundy family to be slaughtered in the same manner in which happened in Waco, Ruby Ridge, you name it. Our government is notorious for doing that, or should I say the United States Incorporated is notorious for that. Because the United States of America is a completely different ballgame than the United States. Look it up, 28 U.S. Code 3002, Section 15 A, B, and C, and see what you are really supporting. What are you really a citizen of? Are you a citizen of the United States of America? Are you an individual of the United States of America? Or are you a citizen of the United States, which is a company? It's a company. Doing business as. There is also the issue of freedom of speech, which is another thing you were also born with. The ability to petition the government for redress of grievances. We could go further and further and point out that this is a case which calls into question unlawful judicial order, unlawful and unconstitutional federal agencies and their authority. But we've all done that in the past, so I'm going to continue and go on and update you as to what has been reported. Sherry DeValia, Readout News, updates us on what took place this week. Over 4 days this week, prosecutors and defense whittled a large group of prospective jurors down to 12 with four alternates. A diverse group, they are prepared to serve for an estimated 4 months. Jurors will return on Tuesday morning, November the 7th, for opening arguments. Meanwhile, the attorneys continue with a full schedule in preparation for opening on Tuesday. An evidentiary hearing will conclude Friday morning on a motion by Ryan Payne to dismiss the entire case based on an Office of Inspector General report and its attachments. That's also known as OIG. Judge Navarro chose to delay the very important hearing in favor of jury selection, which gives every impression that she's already made up her mind to rule against the motion to dismiss. The best the defendants can hope for under those circumstances is a directed jury instruction. The evidentiary hearing is based on the apparent destruction of important and exculpatory documents in the Operation Gold Butte event as named by the BLM. It is important to remember that Dan Love testified in this hearing via Skype from Salt Lake City. Let's also remember Operation Gold Butte was set up a long time in advance. According to DeValle, the trial is expected to last 4 months. It isn't as though these men have been denied a speedy trial in the first place, but now it's coming upon a holiday season where many, like Judge Navarro and Prosecutor Stephen Myrie, will be enjoying the warmth and comfort of their homes with family and friends, while these men, of course, will be put on the back burner and deprived of their life and liberty without any due process of law. You're not supposed to be able to take the life or liberty of any individual without due process. Due process hasn't happened. Let's get back to the real values of the Constitution. While an FBI agent who engaged in what can only be said to be the attempted murder of LaVoy Finicum, no, it was the murder, and his pals in the FBI, along with the Oregon State Police helping him in a cover-up on that attempt, roams free. These men will be behind bars during their another Thanksgiving and Christmas season. Please keep them in your prayers. Not just the families, but everyone involved, including those persecuting them. God can change that heart. Not only change a heart, he can put the fear in them. Recall that Democrats in the state of Nevada have not only are they engaged in illegal acts concerning voter registration, but have also ruined the good name of Client Ben Bundy. What did they do? Oh, yes. They sent out 700,000 mailers to households throughout Nevada and contaminated the jury pool, which has led to the defense to call on the court for a change of venue so that Bundy might receive a fair trial. The flyer read, quote, "This man's armed standoff led to the deaths of two Las Vegas police officers, and he's supported by Congressman Hardy," unquote. It also contains Clive Bundy's name and mugshot in front of a row of prison cells. This was paid for by the Nevada State Democratic Party. Well, first of all, Nevada State Democratic Party, he's not been found guilty of anything. Second of all, who they're trying to tie him to actually were kicked off of the ranch. Yes, you have that right. Remember Jared and Amanda Miller, who were in Las Vegas? Yep, the ones that walked into that fast food restaurant and shot two police officers. When they showed up at the Bundy Ranch, they were kicked out of that ranch. They sure were. Yet these people had the gall to send that out. So the attorney for journalist Pete Santilli, who took the plea deal in early October, Chris Marmelson, joined with Nevada's public defenders in a motion to compel the court for change of venue. Robinson received one of the flyers and entered it into evidence with the court claiming that Bundy would not receive a fair trial due to the obvious propaganda sent out by the state of Nevada. The story about tying the Bundys or anyone at the Bundy Ranch to Jared and Amanda Miller, the Las Vegas shooters, is bogus. By his own account, Miller was sent home from the Bundy Ranch. Miller's comment to a YouTube video claiming the very thing states it himself. In fact, the media jumped all over the false narrative that the Miller and his wife were tied to the Bundys, labeling them right-wing extremist terrorists and attempting to use the propaganda for advancing attacks on the Second Amendment. The media never mentioned the fact that the Millers were involved in the Occupy movement. Oh, here we go, more George Soros-connected stuff. And it never informs the public that they were Vegas police informants. What's worse is the attempt to smear the Patriots for standing against the illegal and unconstitutional act of the D.C. government and their willing accomplices in the Bureau of Land Management, FBI, and corrupt politicians both in D.C. and local is the fact that this was already dealt with once as constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack was wrongly connected to the Millers. Deb Jordan adds Las Vegas Metro Police and the Clark County Sheriff's Department cannot produce any report of violence or destruction of property during the Bundy civil rights protest, except in those instances where the Bureau of Land Management were the perpetrators. Sheriff Doug Gillespie and then Sheriff of Clark County said at that time there was no direct link to the couple's killing spree and Clive and Bundy, noting that the two had arrived in Las Vegas in January of 2014 and that they had their own agenda for starting a revolution, she added. Gillespie made clear he had seen no evidence that the Millers had come to Nevada seeking out Clive and Bundy. Nevada Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore also took time to call out this injustice. Quote, "This mailer is completely unacceptable," she said. "Somebody needs to be held accountable for putting this false narrative in Nevada mailboxes," unquote. She said, quote, "Clearly the Bundy's civil rights were being violated by a United States government terrorist organization known as the BLM, and we all saw it happening with our own eyes. I was not the only elected official at that protest, and what I want to know is where the hell are they now?" Unquote. Fiore also said the level of propaganda being allowed by the Democratic Party must come to an end. "We have men whose lives are on the line here in Nevada, and poisoning the jury pool with a downright lie must be dealt with. Not only do we have a case here that is already out of balance because it is being overseen by Judge Gloria Navarro, a left-winger who was recommended by Harry Reid and appointed by Barack Obama, and Stephen Miry, a liberal prosecutor who could obviously care less about fairness and truth. Now we add to that more unfairness by allowing a left-wing propaganda machine to send out the message that Clive and Bundy is directly responsible for the death of two of our Metro police officers. This case should be awarded a change of venue in the fairness of law, and my peers should stop being cowards and get back to representing the truth about this case." Clive Bundy held a peaceful protest on his own property, and even though the federal government was not invited, they came anyway. Yes, let's repeat that so that can get into the heads of whoever is listening. Clive and Bundy's protest was on his own property. The federal government came to his property. Clive and Bundy didn't go to a federal building over there in Washington, D.C. to protest. Nope. He protested on his own property because they were stealing his property. And against Nevada law, it is a felony, might I add, to kill cattle. A felony per cow. Not one of them have been charged. And on that note, we're going to have a couple of words from our sponsors, and I will continue with reporting about what's really going on with the Bundys.
It's nature's way of telling you dying trees.
the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead. My glass is almost empty.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Freedom Scream, and I'm your host this evening, Lori Anderson. I want to thank you for joining us. We were speaking of what Michelle Fiore is saying in the Bundy Ranch trial and what is going on in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the federal courthouse. And I had just been discussing what she said, and I'm going to continue with her words. She says, quote, they literally beat up on his family, set trained snipers on hillsides overlooking his ranch, came at them with stun guns and dogs, tried to restrict them to a First Amendment area, killed and buried their cattle on public lands in mass graves, threatened everyone who came to a lawful protest with lethal force, had armed helicopters and drones flying all over the place, and now they honestly want the American people to believe the Bundys were the bad guys. Come on. The government has stacked the odds against these men, and I am telling you right now, I will not stand by and watch them be railroaded by a bunch of left-wing extremists and sent to prison for crimes they did not commit. This case should not only be moved out of the state of Nevada, it should be dismissed altogether. I have no regrets for doing the right thing here when it comes to the Bundys. As hard as it is, I would rather lose every single race for office before I would lose one night's sleep knowing that I had betrayed them. So I want to let you know that that's one of the other things reported, but something else that has also come out was that it has been found that they withheld evidence, of course, in the situation with the Bundys. There were cameras on the Bundy ranch itself, and they failed to disclose that. So now that's being challenged, of course, and hopefully, because previously Judge Navarro had moved that motion to the side and denied the motion, well, now it appears that she may be rethinking that and may allow them to force the government to produce that footage. One does wonder, is that going to really happen? I really hope so, because we watched that unfold live thanks to individuals like Pete Santilli, who were there live, and Thomas Lacavera Stewart, host of Resurrect the Republic RTR Truth Radio broadcast, who still sits in prison right now. Even though he's officially released, he still sits in the prison because they haven't moved him as of yet. So keep your eye definitely on what is going on, because it says that that was covered up, and now the government is trying to say, well, now you're trying to say that we were acting improperly, covering things up. Well, yeah, I'll say that. Everyone knows that. Oregonian Live also reported on that. Says days before the Bundy trial, defense confirms that the FBI had surveillance camera outside of the Bundy ranch. And with that, we're going to go to our break. We'll hear a word from our sponsors. And after that, I will finish covering this miscarriage of justice.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you out. Don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine, and we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight.
Hang on.
If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's alright, yes.
Sleep and I shall soothe.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to Broadcast Freedom Screamer on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We got Lori Anderson tonight, so right back to you, Lori.
Thank you, Eric. And as I was discussing, they are holding and failed to provide discovery. Discovery is required by law for them to give to the defendants. You have to be able to have the evidence that's against you in order to be able to defend yourself. So days before the trial, the defense confirms the FBI had surveillance camera outside of the Bundy Ranch. This was reported, believe this or not, by OregonLive.com. Maxine Bernstein covered this. She has gone to Las Vegas. I don't think she'll be there during the whole time, but I do know that she was there. Las Vegas, more than 3 years after the 2014 Bundy Ranch standoff with federal officers near Bunkerville, and after two trials in the case, testimony elicited in court Friday revealed for the first time that the FBI had one surveillance camera perched on a hill overlooking the Bundy Ranch. A large TV screen set up in the federal officers' makeshift compound carried a live feed from the images. National Park Service Ranger Mary Henson testified. Her testimony came during questioning by the defendant Ryan Bundy in a pretrial hearing held in federal court in Nevada. Good job, Ryan. This is the advantage to standing up for yourself instead of having an attorney do it for you. Her testimony came as she was questioned by Ryan Bundy. Bundy, who is representing himself, Father Clive and Bundy, Brother Ammon Bundy, and co-defendant Ryan Payne are accused of planning, quote, a massive armed assault, unquote, and conspiring to block federal officers from rounding up Bundy cattle unlawfully grazing on federal land in April of 2014. The four have pleaded not guilty to federal conspiracy, weapons, threatening, and extortion charges. Opening statements are set for Tuesday. Under questioning, Henson said she did not know if the footage, which captured images from outside the Bundy home and stage setup down the road, was recorded. She said the FBI operated the camera. Now, we all know that's recorded. On August 22nd, Ryan Bundy had filed a motion asking the court to compel the government to provide discovery, quote, regarding photographic and laser equipment used to surveil the Bundy home and American people who peaceably assembled, unquote. Between March 26, 2014 and April 12, 2014, he asked for the make and model of any such equipment used, as he found nothing in discovery provided to the defense that referenced the, quote, mysterious device overlooking the Bundy home. Is it one of those stingrays? What was it picking up? I want to know. Ryan Bundy told a judge Friday the government's response was mocking me. Nevada acting U.S. Attorney Stephen Myrie had responded in writing on September the 5th, calling the motion, quote, little more than fantastical fishing expedition for evidence, unquote, and arguing that Ryan Bundy had failed to show how such information, even if it did exist, would be relevant to the case. The judge at the time denied the motion. However, on Friday, based on the first confirmation that an FBI camera was perched on the hill outside the Bundy home, U.S. District Judge Gloria Navarro said she would allow the defense to file a new motion. Quote, we have to find out if a video of that live feed exists, said Clive and Bundy's lawyer, Brett O. Whipple. Whipple had asked for the case to be dismissed or delayed at least 30 days because of the new information. He questioned why the government didn't share the information about the surveillance camera since the standoff and through two previous trials. He argued that defendants shouldn't be penalized because the acknowledgement of a surveillance camera wasn't disclosed by prosecutors. Quote, it's just kind of outrageous, Whipple said. How can you sit on this information for 3.5 years? Assistant U.S. Attorney Nadia Ahmed immediately objected, quote, this is implying government misconduct, unquote, Ahmed said. Well, I would have to say, yes, you're right. It is. And yes, it is misconduct. It absolutely is. Defense lawyers called four witnesses to testify during Friday's hearing. Most of the testimony revolved around defense concerns that governmental officials had shredded documents at the Federal Incident Command Center used during the standoff. While questioning Henson and others about potential shredding of notes, Ryan Bundy queried about about a camera, and she became the first official to confirm its presence. She estimated it was up to 4 days before someone destroyed it. Ahmed objected to Ryan Bundy describing the camera as surveillance camera. During a cross-examination by the prosecutor, Henson noted that the camera was placed on public land and was also capturing the road where the cattle had been collected and federal officers were stationed. Quote, was it or not surveilling the Bundy home? Unquote. Bundy asked Henson. Her answer, yes, we could see it. Quote, was it taking audio recording? Unquote. Bundy asked. Henson said that she wasn't certain. The hearing also revealed conflicting statements by federal officers regarding shredding of notes at the incident command site. Clint Clayman of the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, agent and criminal investigator, said in a written statement that there was a, quote, hurried shredding of papers at the compound late on April the 11th, 2014, and April 12th, 2014, when federal officers received information that the Bundys and supporters were going to storm their trailer offices. He said the papers contained sensitive law enforcement information and personal identifying information, and that's why they were shredded. Yet several witnesses called to testify Friday said that there was no hurried shredding. One Randy Lossiver, a chief ranger for the National Park Service at the time, testified that he didn't see any hurried shredding on those days, just before federal officials cleared out the area, outnumbered by armed protesters. Lossiver, though, said he regularly, if not daily, had his handwritten notes on resources and operational plans put into a shred box in the compound's dispatch center. He said he did so to avoid any officers' personal information being shared. Some of his notes were captured electronically on a computer, he said. Payne's defense lawyer, Ryan Norwood, argued that the defense teams don't know what information might still be out there that could assist in their case. Something is not right, he said. We do have a real and serious conflict with the testimony. The judge said there was insufficient information to suggest that any paperwork shredded would have helped the defense. Just because a piece of paper or video exists doesn't mean it's discoverable. It needs to have a particular type of value, Navarro stated. That is the update that I have for you on the Bundy trial. And as you know, on Wednesday I was talking to you about the upcoming Antifa quote-unquote protest or riot, however you want to call it. Because we know that's how it ends. Or at least I should say, that's how it's been ending in so many times. Let's hope it doesn't. However, as Antifa's trying to gear up and stir up the people, it appears that they just may have stirred up the wrong ones. Apparently, they've grasped the attention of Anonymous. Anonymous had a worldwide protest scheduled for the 5th. Yep, well, apparently, Antifa, you've gained the attention of Anonymous. I'll let you hear what Anonymous is putting out on the web. If you would, Mike, please play LV2.
Greetings, world. We are Anonymous. November the 5th, 2017 is nearly upon us, and it would seem that a certain political socialist group called Antifa has claimed November 4th as their day of protest this year. This date was not chosen by accident. It was chosen on purpose to act as a red line against Anonymous and our Million Masks March. It was chosen the day before our march to discredit our movement and undermine our message of peace, fairness and equality. This Soros-backed, ISIS-inspired, gang of communists/socialists, who are funded and controlled by left-wing think tanks, members of the United States Senate, along with senior fellows within, none other than, the Council on Foreign Relations. This group is politically driven and inspired to disrupt and spread their own form of propaganda within a certain democratic society. This is a direct attack against Anonymous, its supporters, and all who live in a free and democratic society. This intentional and deliberate act will be met by direct and swift action on our part. We of Anonymous declare total fucking war on Antifa and all who support their criminal and violent actions towards innocent civilians. Identifying members of Antifa should expect an online visit from Anonymous no later than November 4th, 2017. And if they dare to attend our Million Masked March on November 5th, a face-to-face, or, in this case, a mask-to-mask engagement will commence. In any case, you will lose. In the meanwhile, identifying members of Antifa should expect all newly discovered system and data files to be removed, to become missing, and or found to be corrupting or invalid. This includes all newly acquired and collected .information. All popular Antifa-related websites, pages and groups will be systematically targeted and swarmed. DDoS targets will remain in queue and are ready to commence pending attacks. All Antifa sites will no longer host their original socialist propaganda content. Instead, all who visit targeted Antifa sites will soon find World War II propaganda video clips in their place. This is solely done for the lulz and for our amusement. All targeted social media pages and account information, including email, Twitter, and Facebook accounts on all noted and targeted Antifa members, will be made public. This is our promise to name and shame key Antifa members for their crimes. Any and all targeted Antifa accounts may be modified and or deleted as we see fit. All relevant information pertaining to Antifa will be collected and or deleted immediately. Antifa, this will be done without your permission. This will be done without your consent. Antifa, we promise. This will be done. This is a call to action for all anons listening to this message. All targeted and coordinated cyber attacks must commence no earlier than 11:59:59 p.m., November 3, 2017, and will not exceed a 24-hour period. A collective vote is required on all major targets to ensure a successful attack is coordinated and achieved. Antifa, your ability to inform others, communicate with other Antifa members, access and spread information about your communist ideologies will be halted and blocked, intercepted and deleted. This pleases Anonymous very much. Our efforts will continue. They will continue as long as you continue your bullshit tactics and violent protests around the world. From this day forward, Anonymous declares this November 4th, a day of mourning, a day in which the Antifa flag, and all it stands for, is buried and laid to rest. Once and for all, Antifa, you cannot hide. From this day forward, we of Anonymous declare, November 4th, the day Antifa met its match. Antifa, while you're busy trashing the streets on the 4th of November, we will be trashing your websites. Truly, a new day to remember. So riot and loot, and smash what you wish. There's no fucking way to beat Anonymous. We declare Operation Line in the Sand engaged. We are Anonymous. We are Legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Antifa, this will be your only warning. Expect us.
So apparently, Antifa has drawn the attention of Anonymous. Anonymous has a long history of taking down corruption. They even united to help take down some of the ISIS sites a while back. They were responsible, if you remember Aaron Swartz from Read It, and he sadly committed suicide, or that's the story anyway. They took over government computers temporarily. And the only message that was seen was in memory of Aaron Swartz. Apparently, Anonymous is now joining and uniting in the fight against this propaganda that George Soros is paying to put out. For that, I am thankful. I guess we will see what happens. So let's not forget about the drill that I reported the other day. This drill is a communications interoperability training with amateur radio community set. It is between the Department of Defense and amateur radios, ham radio individuals. The elements of the U.S. Department of Defense is going to be conducting a communications interoperability training exercise November the 4th through the 6th. Once again, simulating a very bad day scenario, amateur radio and Mars organizations will take part. The exercise will begin with a notational massive coronal mass injection event, which will impact the national power grid as well as all forms of traditional communication, including landline telephone, cell phone, satellite, and internet connectivity. Army Mars Program Manager Paul English, WD8DBY, explained in an announcement. During the exercise, a designated Department of Defense headquarters entity will request county-by-county status reports for 3,143 U.S. counties and county equivalents in order to gain situational awareness and determine the extent of impact of the scenario. Army and Air Force Mars organizations will work in conjunction with the amateur radio community, primarily on the 60-meter inoperability channels as well as on high-frequency NVIS frequencies and local VHF, UHF, and non-internet-linked amateur radio repeaters. They are stating that this is not going to go live. This is not going to cut down the grid. I do know in previous times they have done these exercises and nothing has happened. However, as we know, sometimes government drills do tend to go live. So let's just be prepared just in case. Be ready. Have some backup water. Be able to be warm. Be able to feed yourself. Be prepared. You should always be prepared no matter if you are or are not expecting a drill coming up. You don't know when your power is going to go out because a car runs into a power pole, or worse, a storm, or anything in that nature as well. So it's always good to be prepared. Make sure you do not panic, whether it be the Antifa issue or whether it be the drill. Panic is what drives the problem, reaction, solution, and martial law. If you are prepared, or try to prepare as best you can, and you can do so on a limited budget. Okay.
And I would also add to this, take this opportunity to wake people up. This whole grid down thing is so clearly a Central Intelligence Agency sponsored fear porn. Let's do a little experiment to find out where all the ham operator Patriot people with the guns are, so we can key in on their signal and go get them. We want situational awareness, which is nothing more than track, trace, and database all of us, so they can do to us what they're doing to Tom LaCavara and Clive and Bundy. What a great way to wake people up to false flag terror operations, the potential that it could go down, and that in the past, these drills have gone live. They admitted in the British TV, go online and you can see the British officials admitting that one of their terror drills all of a sudden coincided on the same day that the real thing happened. Whoops, whoop-de-doo. Who would go figure that? So anyway, take this opportunity to wake people up as to who the real terrorist is. And it is absolutely the government. Another initiative people could use this to reverse, you want to even out the score? Get everybody in a local initiative to take back your local power company and make it a community electric company like we have here, and take it back from the corporations. So it's a public utility. It's not a private, okay? We want our public utility public again. We're paying 5 cents a kilowatt hour. Up in Rochester, they're paying almost 20 cents a kilowatt hour. That's, you want to just talk about raw dollars and cents, that's your community electric versus your corporate electric. So wake up, people. Take back your power companies and use this as an opportunity to wake people up. And on top of the raw dollar and cent savings, you'll also have your local grid much more independent. Yes, they all kind of buy and borrow from each other, but the separate they are, the more safer it is. And that's the bottom line. That's why Janet Napolitano, the former head of the Department of Homeland Gestapo, said it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. This grid's going to go down. That means she had to know. That means she has to be a part of it. So they're going to knock it down. They're going to do it on purpose at an opportune time, probably coincide with taking us off to war with North Korea or this new war-mongering by the Goldman-Trump administration against Iran. Lori, back to you to finish up.
Well, just in case, and this is for the individuals who are financially strapped, many people are, you can get a 20-pound bag of rice for about $8.96 at Walmart. If you've got other stores, I don't like Walmart personally because I don't like going to huge stores. I like the mom-and-pop stores. But I'm just telling you, price ranges. Things like, don't forget, plug your bathtub up, clean your bathtub, plug it up, and fill it up with water. You can use that water to flush toilets if the water system goes down, and take baths and different situations like that. Don't forget, fill up some of your empty jugs with water beforehand. That way, if it does go down, you have water to drink. You don't need to go out and spend $300, $400, $500 to make it to where you can survive situations like this?
Yeah, candles. Let me give you a real quick, Lori. Let me give people another little water collecting trick. You know, if you live in town and you're not near a stream or a well or a spring or anything like that, put a 50, you know, a garbage, a clean one, but a garbage can or a Tupperware, one of those big, you know, 20-gallon Tupperware plastic containers underneath your rain gutter. And while that rain that comes off your roof, it'll be better than nothing. It'll be drinkable. It'll be a slightly, you know, it'll have a little bit of debris in it, natural stuff. Probably a lot less healthy than the, probably a lot better for you than the chemicals that the municipality puts in there. But anyway, run it through a little filter. Have a Brita on hand or a Pure or whatever brand. You know, just something, a Berkey would be better, but they're a couple hundred. But, you know, get yourself some kind of, you could get a cheap water filter just to take out the sediment. You're not worried about taking, you know, everything out of the rainwater. I know about the geoengineering. Yeah, I can hear everybody out there complaining. But look, you're going to be dying for water. The rainwater is a good bet, and it probably won't make you, it's not going to make you sick like water out of a creek would that could have beaver fever or cryptosporidium, giardia, or any of the modern contaminants. So if you're taking water out of the ground, surface groundwater, make sure you boil it. And then if it's rainwater, maybe just a quick filter. You can use a stocking or a coffee filter as well to filter your rainwater. Just take your gutter, put a bucket under it, and collect that rainwater. You get a ton of it. You keep stockpiling it. You can put a little pump in there, a $10 sump pump that you would use in a fish tank, and just pump it out of that barrel into your house. But, you know, just run the little pipe hose in there, and you can actually make it run if you had a little solar generator or something like that. So I just wanted to add that to the mix of preparation, Lori.
Oh, absolutely. And remember, if you live in the city, let's say the power goes out and you have candles and you have backup heat and you don't want your neighbors to know, get black 32-gallon trash bags and some duct tape. Put it over your windows because from the outside it will look like you have absolutely no lights on and you will have your privacy and you won't have people trying to beat down your door because they're going to think it's black at your house just like it is at everybody else's. So
yeah, and those black garbage bags, the big ones, the contractor bags with the heavy gauge plastic, they also make a cheap, you know, poncho. You had to stay dry or, you know, plug a leak or something like that in your roof or whatever. So it's good to have a roll of those, like, contractor-grade garbage bags. That's a great idea.
They also help with air. They also help keep a lot of air coming in from the outside in the cold weather. So let's just remember, everyone, keep your eyes open, be aware, watch your backs, do not panic. God will take care of us, and you can do things such as boil eggs, because they last a good long period of time, and they are high in protein. And on that note, I hope you have enjoyed tonight's show. We hopefully will be able to be back with you on Monday as long as the grid is still up. So,
awesome. I think it's going to be fine. I think they're just trying to scare us. I think this whole protesting is going to fall flat on its face because the CIA and the FBI can't get enough useful idiots to really do damage to us patriots or the communities we live in. So thanks. Awesome broadcasting tonight, Lori. People, don't sweat it. We have the enemy outnumbered 100,000 to 1. So just, I wouldn't worry about a thing. Keep doing what you're doing and wake people up so everybody gets on the same page with the truth and the awakening. And then the thing, we can have our freedom back overnight. So pray for the persecuted patriots. It's worse than ever under the Goldman Trump administration. I hope it gets better, but we'll have to make that happen. See you on Monday on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood